there isn't just the Paper Insights team. There's SpyB, which we've already referred to. Now, that's a voluntary group of advisors. And they don't just work on the COVID epidemic. They also advise the government on other risks, on other things that are on the National Risk Register. But what I found fascinating, but a bit disturbing in the course of researching the book was how many brick walls I hit when I was trying to find out more about behavioural science and government. But what became clear to me is how much the government does rely on behavioural science. There are behavioural scientists in, I think, probably every government department, also within the NHS, also within Public Health England. There are also units which are set up to manage the flow of information, manage counter disinformation. You might call some of it propaganda. You might call some of it behavioural psychology. What they do is a little bit opaque. There's the counter disinformation unit, and there's the research information communication unit. There's GCHQ. There's the 77th Brigade, which is part of the army. Mm.